quarterly regular meeting for March the 9th, 2015 will come to order. Please turn off our sound electronic devices. Mr. Neesman, would you lead us in a pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bushmaster?
Here.
Councilmember Reshar?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Neesman?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Norman?
Here. At this time, I'd like to call on the Executive Director for the Chamber, Ms. Kathy Stewart, to give an annual report.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How's everybody? Thank you, Mayor, for this opportunity to come and speak to you all and give you an update. In your package, you'll find just a little bit of information and what we want to share with you this evening. If you look on the right-hand side of your little folder is our annual Baton Rouge Business Report, annual report page that will run. It's gone to print. It's about to be distributed. We use this piece as a marketing piece for economic development for West Baton Rouge Parish. And you should be most pleased because the focus this year is on Brulee. And you will see that this photograph is taken in a new development that's next to Brulee Elementary. I know the title is a little small. I see Tom straining over there. But it's over 11 by 17 when it will be printed. But it does have a nice piece that features on the residential component of our parish for this year. And also would like to follow that up by letting you know that we are working with a company in Houston that has a contract with an industry partner south of us, and they are looking for 30 or 40 rentals for Japanese families that will be here in 2016. But they're hoping that the rental build out for Sugar Mill will be complete by then. So Mayor, I'm going to fill you in on that loop so that we can continue to work with them and find out what's that. Also, too, you'll notice the press release on the left-hand side for the groundbreaking that we had for a facility in the north end of the parish. But we do feel like that benefits all of our parish, as well as you will see new jobs for that site that when it comes on board is completed. That's USA Rail Terminals. It's a new rail unit that will house, when it is complete, up to 1,200 rail cars. The switch has been ordered from Union Pacific Railroad. Their primary customer right now is across the street from them is ExxonMobil, but they have other customers and prospects that they're working on. And it's not just great for our parish, but it's also great for the region as well, and especially since it's located here in West Baton Rouge. Last but not least, you'll find a sheet that also has upcoming speakers that are coming. We want to continue to invite you and hope that you will partner with us in participating in our monthly membership meetings. We have Dr. Ken Cole, who's the Associate Director for Blue Cross Blue Shield, who will be our speaker and will give us an update on healthcare in March. And then in April, it should be a very interesting program with our treasurer, State Treasurer John Kennedy, and we'll be well into the legislative session, and he will give you the good, the bad, and the ugly on the budget and the session for this year. Personal note, I would like to take this opportunity to thank all of you. My last day will be this Friday, and I'll be starting on Monday with U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy, representing the field representative for the southeast region of the state. And we'll be moving to New Orleans, and I wanted to let you all know what a pleasure it has been to serve the parish and to serve you and work with you. We have a wonderful partnership with your community and hope that we will continue that in the future. And thank you so much. I've really enjoyed working with every single one of you. Thank you very much.
Does anybody have any questions about her, for her, about the report?
No, just
all right. Next item on the agenda is me. And I would like to read something. Certificate of Appreciation awarded to Kathy Stewart. The Mayor and Town Council of the Town of Brulee wish to express our appreciation to Kathy Stewart for her excellent leadership of the West Baton Rouge Parish Chamber of Commerce. Under her leadership as director, she provided the motivation to significantly increase chamber membership from 270 to over 350, stimulated interactivity among members, and as a result has brought growth and prosperity to the citizens of Brule and West Baton Rouge Parish. We sincerely appreciate what you have done for us.
Thank you.
Didn't flash. There you go. All right, good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate you. Kathy, I have to go to confession. I was on the selection committee, and they gave us a whole bunch of resumes, and they narrowed it down to five. And they said, go over the resumes and rate them 1 through 5. Well, I had you number 3. But I was out of town when they did the interviews, and they said you hit a home run on the interviews, and I'm glad they didn't take my first 2 choices. I'm glad you did. You're the best one we've had since ever, probably. So we really appreciate what you've done.
Thank you.
And your staff wanted to come. They apparently are very proud of you.
Love
you. And we're proud of all of you.
Thank you.
All right, good. Moving on, I guess we need to, the resolution, I need a motion of a resolution. Basically, it says the same thing that Tiffany just said.
Second.
Move on, Ms. Bourgeois, second by that, Mr. Niesler. Any comment, any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Debbie's going to, after it's all signed, she's going to send you a copy of the resolution. It says the same things as this certificate, but it's a resolution of the council expressing our appreciation. Let's see, approval of minutes of the regular meeting on February 9th. Are there any corrections or do I hear a motion to accept?
I move to accept.
Move by Mr. Rhodes.
Second.
Second, Mr. Andre. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Committee reports, public works, I'll go over the police station, but I didn't have my mayor's report, but I have nothing else. Planning and zoning, consider condemnation order 407 Gwynn Street. 3 years ago, we started the process of verbal warnings and an inspection and documentation of the inspection and then promises that they were going to do something about it and didn't do anything. Make a long story short, as far as I know, all of our documentation is in order now. And the next and last and fatal step is a condemnation order, which means that if the council passes this, then we'll find a contractor, and or we'll do it ourselves, I'm not sure, to tear a place down, and charge it back to them.
The mayor's correct. Just to give you the exact timeline, the house was inspected by Wayne Delpas on August 28, 2013, so a year and a half ago. By letter dated September 11, 2013, the owners were provided a copy of that report. The biggest things in the exterior walls are rotting, missing, separating, rear porch is rotting, and a multitude of other things with it. The mayor gave the owners much time, asked me at the end of January to send them another notice. I sent them a certified mail notice on January 27th. It was signed for on January 28th, notifying them that there was going to be a hearing today, giving them the opportunity to come here with a plan if they wished to try to say how they wanted to cure the specific defects in the dwellings.
And one of the neighbors called me like 2-3 times over a period of a year and a half or so, and I keep telling them, you know, we're trying to get it done, and you know, they've been very patient. They haven't really been real upset about it, but they let it be known that, you know, this is not long enough, and I agree with them. Okay. Do I hear a motion or?
No.
Move, Mr. Andre.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes.
To condemn the property in order to be demolished.
That's right. That's correct.
The issue of condemnation.
Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, let's have a roll call vote.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Yes.
Councilmember Reesauer?
Yes.
Councilmember Nissen?
Yes.
Okay, item B2, consider variance request, Tanisha Ellis at 2699 Orleans Quarters Drive. They have to build a fence, they have already have that culvert in as required, so I recommend the variance. Ms. Tanisha Ellis. Move by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second, Mr. Reesauer. Any discussion from the council? Yes.
Actually, she's the one that signed it, she's the wife, it's Frederick S. Ellis Jr. and Tanisha Ellis, to be technically correct.
All right, that's good. Better get Tanisha. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all's in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. A young man named Brett Dietrich came in today, he's got culverts in his ditch. He's at 2507 Orleans Quarters, and he would like to build a fence. And I told him I thought we could work it into the agenda, if y'all, so.
We just need to have that motion.
Yeah. Yeah, do that.
I'll move.
The second.
Ms. Andre, second, by Ms. Bourgeois. Discussion from the council. Roll call. Add that item number three.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Yes.
Councilmember Reesauer?
Yes.
Councilmember Nissen?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Okay, and then.
This is the same thing with the fence that we had.
He's the third house on the left, two down from Mr. Burkle. And he's got culverts in the ditch, Rusty put them in for him, and so.
What's the?
2507.
The last name?
Dietrich, D-I-E-T-R-I-C-H. Sometimes pronounced Abear, but most of the time pronounced Dietrich. All right. Do I hear a motion?
I move.
Move, Mr. Nissen. Second, Mr. Reesauer. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all's in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Consider final plat of Orleans West. Okay. We don't have another meeting till April 13th, and almost all the work is done out there. And I'm going to leave it up to you. This is, the remaining work is to cut some small ditches that go from the front to the back, to tie the sidewalks into the street. They poured the streets, but you know, the sidewalks have to blend in with it. And I think that's about it. And cleanup, of course, just clean the place up, you know, pick up all the trash and everything else. In the past, what we've done is approve the final plat conditional upon all the items being completed. I'll leave it up to you. If you want to do it that way, we can. If you don't want to do it that way, we can wait till April 13th. I don't see anything out there that's really complicated. It's all the utilities are in, you know, the roads are in, so it's just.
It's routine.
I
know one of the variances was to require barriers on the end with dead.
They're already there.
There's an end.
Yes. They got stop signs and barriers already. Yeah, the only thing we know of, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Sean, is those, I guess I could just read it. Currently, the items remaining are include pouring sidewalks adjacent to each street, cutting shallow drainage swales adjacent to the new streets, and general cleanup of the site. All utility lines have been installed, by the contractor for the subdivision, and final connections have been made by West Baton Rouge Natural Gas and Water at three of the four locations. Oh, I got one more to go. Okay. And it's just another step by the way. That's I don't see any risk in it. I mean, I'm good with it. We're not gonna sign it until we got it right. So.
Fresh. I move we authorize you to sign pending the completion of the final items.
All right, motion by Mr. Nissen.
Second.
Second, Ms. Andre. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. All right, finance, consider bids for the street overlay project. You have in your package a list of them. The low bidder recommended by Roy is Barber Brothers Construction. Contracting Company LLC in the amount of $226,050.
Have you done work for us before?
Yeah.
Any issues?
Not really, no. Then there were two bidders at their level. And then they jacked up to another level, and then one guy thought he was gonna make all the money for the year. Pretty much almost done. Yeah, one project for the year. So I think it was a relatively competitive bid. I mean, you know, 226, 232, 270, 272, and then this guy 428. So with that, I recommend Barber Brothers Contracting Company LLC in the amount of $226,050. By Mr. Rhodes, second by Ms. Bourgeois, or whatever y'all want to do. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. Personnel, I'm not aware of anything. Recreation is, the wrestling team won the state championship again, so good for them. Police committee, consider hiring a full-time officer, Dan Cipriano, starting date April 1st. Chief?
Yes, sir. I'd like to go ahead and recommend Dan Cipriano for hire, $17 an hour. He's been with us since 2011, part-time paid, done a fantastic job. He's already proven himself to be a tremendous asset to the town. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to work for us.
All right. $17 an hour, start April 1st, right?
Yes, sir.
Move Mr. Richard, second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any discussion from the council? He's got all his pedigree, right?
Everything. He's
stuff.
Pedigree.
Everything he needs.
We see the baby.
I'm a horse man. Hey, I'm a horse man. You know what the heck? I'm a horse racing guy, you know. Is he a distance man, or is he a sprinter, or what?
I actually don't want to look at his teeth.
Yeah. You got one of those hip tags? All right. Good. Mr. President, Corey. All right. Let's see. We got a motion to second. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it.
Introduce it. We pay some people.
Yeah, stand up.
I don't know if they tell you,
but when you get new hire, you have a 15-minute speech. You got to keep it. You ready?
I can read this.
No. Yeah. All right. Welcome aboard.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Consider bids, item number two, consider bids for the 2007 Crown Victoria. It was a tough decision. We went back and forth on which one we should recommend, but I think we're going to recommend Black Soil Salvage for $526. This is the bid list.
That's it.
One.
We're glad that we had a bidder. That's it.
All right, do I hear a motion by anybody?
I'm moving, sir.
Move by Mr. Rhodes, second by Mr. Andre. Any discussion from the council? Hearing none, all those, oh, I'm sorry. Any comments from the audience?
Did y'all give a warranty for it?
Listen, when it breaks the property line, it ain't coming back. We're going to push it out there, man. All right. Any other comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Tell Middle Fairness, I'm not aware of anything. Told ordinances, there are none. Hearing final action on ordinances, we have none. Introduction of ordinances, we have none that I'm aware of. Resolutions and commendations, a resolution to trade a X2 taser gun for a X26 taser gun.
Yeah, this is, we just had this one taser that's completely different than the rest of it. We're just trying to keep everything uniform. Everybody has the same equipment. This takes all different cartridges and everything.
It was discussed last week at the committee meetings.
Special certification.
Special certification carries. Send it on down to Addis.
Maybe they can drop, when they come pick up the car, they can drop it off.
That's it, bring on the way back.
All right. Yeah, it went. Oh, that was nice. I wish I had thought of it. All right. Yeah, I hear a motion. Move Mr. Andre, second Mr. Richard. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it.
All right, one other thing here from the commendation. I have one for Jeremy Thompson.
Oh.
Time to come up and talk about it.
All right.
January 23rd, approximately 1:30 in the morning, Sergeant Jeremy Thompson was doing routine patrols in the area of the River Road at East St. Francis. He observed a white male walking down the street in the middle of the night, thought that was kind of suspicious, so he stopped to speak to him. After interviewing the white male, Sergeant Thompson offered the man a ride to Pelerin's, where he was staying. He performed a safety pat-down for him prior to letting him enter the vehicle and found that he was carrying an illegally concealed firearm. It went further that the gentleman was involved in a fistic encounter earlier at Pelerin's Trailer Park and had a warrant out for his arrest. During the interview, the young man stated that he was returning to the trailer park to finish some business. So you take that as you will. We can't say for sure what he intended to do with that firearm. And a later interview with that suspect revealed some information that was helpful in us solving a burglary, which occurred in the city limits. So if Sergeant Thompson would step up here. Myself and the chief would like to present him with the certificate of excellence for his job well done.
Y'all stand up next to it. You gotta take a picture. You gotta take a picture too.
Yes, sir.
All right. I really believe that he saved a fellow's life that night.
Thank you.
Well, the guy came to see me. He said he was going there to finish his business. He had some Girl Scout cookies. He was, that's what he told me. No, that's wonderful. That's a crime to avoid it is better than one you saw. All right. Anything else, Chief?
Oh, that's it there.
All right. Correspondence, I don't have any. Mayor's report, I covered that last time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You said you didn't have anything else.
Okay. Yeah. All right. For the month of February, we had 11 wrecks, 15 bench warrant arrests. We had one damage to property, some cut tires, six alarms, one drug arrest, one juvenile matter. We had 9 traffic arrests, 16 miscellaneous calls, and we impounded 30 vehicles for not having insurance.
That's a good item. I'm glad you had that. That is something that
people just stop having it
in a long
time. Before we impound, we called the insurance company to verify that they don't have insurance. It's just not that they don't have car in the car. Definitely no insurance.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
I have a police question.
Yes, sir.
And this is not about our department. This is in general. Do we accept an insurance card on an iPhone?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if that was acceptable or not. Is it a state thing?
Yeah, they allow it. It's not good, though.
Good.
I don't.
Pretty good.
Well, you just take a picture of your car and you always have it with you if you have a phone.
They take the cell phone, they like the wicked witch of the west, they just shrivel up, they die. All right, is it my turn now? All right, Mayor's report. As I said last week, I went to the chamber and they had the legislative delegation was there and we learned a little bit. Most of the comments were about traffic and all this. I thought Carol would be here tonight, but the work started on the Venzuel ditches. But I'd be surprised if they're going to be working very much as much as been raining. But anyhow. As a repeat, we moved some school zone signs. No, those ditches in the field. They started cleaning them out. They did. They already did the part through the woods, and they're working that way towards the canal. And police station. I think we're going to have to reinstitute the monthly meeting because as soon as that stopped, this thing is just ground to a halt. I mean, the work outside is going slow, and it's just not going well. The lights, they installed the lights along the wall over the weekend, and they installed the lights, I think, this morning in the front of the building. I can't tell you to test them, but it's just not, the inside is fine, but the outside is just, they don't have a superintendent there anymore, and all the good things I said about them, it just stopped, so we're going to have to get into that, but yeah, that's all I have. Mayor's report, remarks.
Still holding retainage?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we still have retainage, you know, we'll have that for a long time, but it's, I don't know, it's frustrating. Anyway, remarks of personal privilege, anyone?
I read at the elementary school for Dr. Seuss, I don't know why they called him.
I'm gonna take that up with them, I'm upset about it.
You on the board for the chamber, do you have any idea if they gonna start meeting and interviewing or anything, what the chamber's doing?
They were so satisfied with the way it went last time, that they're gonna do the same thing, advertise, get applications, probably get a headhunter to call through them, come down to a certain number of the interview, and they gonna take their time about it, they gonna do, try to do it right. Or, I mean, the results last time was so good, so, you know, in the meantime, I'm not exactly sure what they could do, I was talking about getting somebody as an interim person, but you'd have to ask them, I'm not involved in it. Anybody else? Announcements, household hazardous material collection day is March 21st at noon at Lewis Mook Multipurpose Arena. Town hall will be closed April 3rd for Good Friday, and the tax election will be March 28th, 2015. And I don't know when early voting is.
Early voting starts on the 14th, ends on the 21st.
Okay.
First voting.
3/14?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because I got early vote, I'm gonna be out of town. All right, do I hear a motion adjourned? Move Mr. Richard.
Second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay, ayes have it.
6:58.
Okay.
Mayor, we're gonna get you signed this thing.
All right, good.
Well, I got 40.